Aloha. Good, good. Aloha kākou. It's welcome to all of you. This is my daughter, Kalinani. I am Henry Kawaimapuna Humukini. I am a kumu, teacher of dance. I'm also a Hawaiian craftsman, a master craftsman. There were six of us living. Three have passed on, and there's three of us left, and they went through their own master's program. So I make all the Hawaiian implements, drums, ipuhekes, all different things. So what we'd like to do with you today is to show a couple of our different type of dances. One dance is the Hula Awana, which he's going to be doing first. It's called Wahine Ala La. Wahine means woman. Ala means a way or a path. But every Hawaiian song has a kauna, which is a hidden meaning. Sometimes when they say something, they say ui ka pua, beautiful flower. When guys say that, they're talking about their sweetheart, their girlfriend. Pua becomes their sweetheart, kuipo. Then we're going to be doing a number using our different dance implements. The ipo, made from the gourd. There's a couple hundred varieties of ipus. In the islands, we have one ipo that grows about this big, very big. And we use that to make our ipu hekes. This ipu heke is made out of two different gourds, a big one at the bottom and a smaller one on top. This ipu is played mainly for ancient dances. I have arthritis, so I can't hit it too long. Okay, this is the ipu heke, which is a double gourd used strictly for kahiko, or the ancient dance. This one here is the ipu hula, which is used for the awana, or the modern dance. We also have the pu'ili. Pu'ili is made from the bamboo, which I think there's 2,000 varieties of bamboos. It's used for our dance to give a little noise to the dance. Add a little rhythm. They call it rhythm sticks, but we call it pu'ili. Pu'ili, or split bamboo. These are the things we grow in our yards. My booth is right here, and we have all the different plants. This is called the uli, the feather gourd. In the old days, they didn't have the feathers at first. They just had a bottom part attached with the vines that grow strung through it. And the inside, we have the Indian shot, or the canis lily. The part from that we take out and we put in here for the sound. Okay. This is called the ohe hano iho, or the nose flute. It is only played in Hawaii, the nose flute, out of all the Polynesian islands. I'm going to open our show the same way we normally open up a show. I'm retired now. I'm just about 70. So I don't do too many shows. All I do is teach. And we have hula competitions every year that we have the kids come up and compete so they can improve in their dance. Kawakaipi mauna o avili, e kaleiho me kialoa, e hikimai, ka hikimai, ka enamai, ka namai ana I loko haile kai malu malu, o kukahalo o ki kai kuahine, he aloha kakoue. That's our greeting chant, Oli. We'd like to have Kalinani start off with the first number. She just learned this number. I don't know the number. It's one of the new compositions. But we're going to use a CD player to play this one. It's normally played with the ukulele, the guitar, and bass, standing bass, or string bass, electric bass. Okay, could we have the first number, please? Wahine alala. Minoaka.
Aloha wau ia o e e wahine alala, ke kupa ai a o puna alala, o puna pai ala I ka hala alala, alawe ia a ilo alala.
Hilo. Nea
Nanea hoi ka holo o ka valala Ike a ka mai o ko ka lohoela E lua o leo e e wahi ni o lala Ke ka ea ea o ke kai
Ke a ole, wahi ni ole
Mea ole ka mea ho
Thank you. The basic hula dancers have a basic costume they use. The pau top, which is the top, usually goes down. They have two parts of it. But today we're using the lai'i. The lai'i skirt, the tea leaf skirt. The tourists before used to call it the grass skirt. It's not made out of grass. It's made out of tea leaves. I have a plant over there. If you come by, I'll show you what plant it is. The leaves get about this long. They call it here the Hawaiian key, I think. There's red ones here and different colors. But ours is the green one that we use a lot of, and it goes about that long. Long enough to make a skirt. We use that to cook our foods in. We use that for all kinds of things, to make our leis. Yeah, you can use that for that too. You can weave it into leis. There are many, many things you can use it for. That's one of our four most important plants. Every plant we plant in my yard has a meaning. Either we make a craft out of it, use it for hula, or use it for herbs, for healing. Okay? You ready for next? Okay, the next dance she's going to do, she's going to be using the different hula implements. Halikala. Okay, she's going to be doing Haleakala using the different implements.
Ahe, ahe, olu, olu. Eki, ue, ka, ua, o, ka, aina. hoe hale a kala. Aina kai no a he loe ina, tua I nina ni hoe hale a kala.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Kalei started dancing when she was about that age. Her auntie was the first teacher, and she moved back to Hawaii, so I taught her after that. This is the nose flute again, and I want to show you. It's very simple. I made a lot of these. One of my friends down in the vendor's booth gave me a bunch 2 years ago. I made a lot of flutes, and I put it out for sale. Nobody bought them. So while I was sitting down, I started decorating them, drawing pictures on them about Hawaii and the different implements. And they were gone in about half an hour. Funny what happened. Now I know how to get rid of these. But this is a nose flute known strictly in Hawaii. None of the islands of Tahiti, Samoa, those use this flute. I'm just going to blow a few tunes with it. Basically, that's what it does. If you have a cold, it's not very good to use these. This is the ukulele made from a Hawaiian wood called koa. It's probably the most expensive wood in the world right now. It's getting very, very difficult to find. There's different varieties of koa. One is called curly koa. I have some seeds that I'm trying to get germinated to grow here. But they make beautiful instruments, beautiful sound for guitars or ukuleles. Many of my friends have it. This is a popular brand of ukulele in Hawaii called Kamaka, one of the most popular brands. I'm going to play a little bit, but my hands are bad now. Sometimes it won't come off the string, I have to do that. See, I can't. Anyway, this is the sound you get from it. I can't play it. But this, when we tune it like. And how we remember it as kids, they said, my dog has fleas. So when you tune it, you go, my dog has fleas, and it's tuned. No matter what key you put it in, it's tuned. It has a nice sound. This is a four string. When you play the eight string, it's like three people playing. It's a very beautiful sound. And this is the most important instrument in Hawaii. Of course, we use the guitars a lot, mainly the Martin guitars. The most popular one. What we want to do now is teach hula, the basic of hula. Then we're going to have some of you come up if you want to join us to do some hulas. She's going to show you the basic steps. Originally, hula had 9 basic steps. But now there's about 38, 39, maybe 40 now, different steps, all similar to the original steps. So we're going to teach you some of the basic steps. Then we're going to use some of the steps in our hula that we're going to be doing to teach the kids or anybody who wants to come up and learn it. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go through that. In hula, the most important thing in hula, you can tell a good dancer from a beginning dancer. What we're going to do is show you, her hands are very important. Hands tell a story. In the first dance she did, we do what you call a kahi. It's an old style, nobody uses it anymore. So when I saw her kumu, her teacher teaching that, I was watching it. He kept looking at me. Then when he came out, he said, you know what that is? I said, that's a kahi. Nobody uses that motion anymore. But the motion is, you know, kahi like this. Show them the regular hand motion. The regular hand motion. So usually you do only 3 moves. Then a kahi, Just like kahi means to mix. So when you mix our poi, this is what we do to make our poi. We kahi the poi. So that became a step, the kahi step. Your hands also I kept level with the ground, your elbows. That's the proper position. You see a lot of people with their hands down or their elbows down. Drop your elbows. You see people dancing like they're not professional dancers or they haven't been schooled. Stand like that, and the most important part of our posture is being regal. My family comes from the King Kalakaua line. So she has to be regal, whether she likes it or not. Okay, so your feet are about, you know, shoulders length apart, like in the military. Okay, when you dance, the first step you learn is kaholo. Kaholo is just moving to your right, moving to the left. But before you start dancing, you bend your knees. And by bending your knees, your hips will move smoother. Watch how the hips move. Okay, that's the kaholo. That's a basic step, and every dance uses a kaholo. We have also what you call the ami, around the island. People call it grinding pineapples or whatever, but it's around the island. You grind left, you grind right. Okay, then we have a step called hela. Hela is pointing your toes. You have to keep your balance. A lot of people, beginning dancers, fall when they first do this step. It looks simple, but they fall. Okay, then we also have what we call the uehe. That's the most difficult of all the steps, to do it together. Then we have, what's your name I miss? Let's do O. which one you know? Okay. Kaho is a hip sway. Stand one place, you go from side to side. That's one of the important moves, too. What else did I forget? That's it. Okay, those are the basic steps. They look very simple. So what she's going to do is dance to, we're going to do another number, but it has too many steps and hand motions in it. So we won't be able to complete. We want to complete one number here that the kids can go home and learn it, you know, and do it. So the most popular one is, of course, hukilau. Huki means to pull. Lau is the tea leaf. In the old days, when they made their nets, the nets were only so long, maybe 100 to 300 feet long. And they take the nets way out, but they take rope, they weave rope, and at the top and the bottom, they had ropes pulling into shore. And on top of the rope, they took the leaves, the dry leaves, and tied it around the top and lashed it down, all the way down. So when the fish trying to escape, they see the motion of the leaves, and they stay in the net. There's nothing keeping them from going out. But just because of the shadow in the water, they don't escape. They end up all the way back into the net. So that's how we catch. We use little net, and we catch a lot of fish. And in the Hawaiian style, they catch what they need for the village. Everybody comes with their basket. You fill up the basket, take what they want, and you open the net. The rest of the fish go. We never catch more than we need. Sometimes they catch some to make dry fish that you can have during the winter months when the ocean's rough. But this is about the hukilau. And you watch the motions. More or less you can tell just by the sound, the words and the motions, what she's doing. Okay? She's going to do it first, and we'll have whoever wants to come up and try it. Hitchhike, kill his nets.
Hooky, hooky, pull it. Hooky, 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 hooky,
it's getting heavy, a lot of fish.
Everybody loves
pull
the
nets again. That's food, the lau lau and cow cow is food.
We'll throw our nets out into
that's a sea.
And all the
that's a fish.
Come swimming to me. Oh, we're going.
Hitchhiking again.
Hooky, 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 lau. What a wonderful day.
Beautiful
fishing
day.
In the old Hawaiian way.
Bum, bum.
All the hukilau nets are swishing down in Olaia Bay. Oh, we're going
to
hukilau.
hooky, 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 hooky low. Everybody loves a hooky low. Where the low low is, the cow go at the hooky low. We'll throw our nets out into the sea.
And all kinda
the
rough.
Umma umma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to a hooky low. Hooky, 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 hooky low. Oh, we're going to a hooky low.
This is a long hooky law.
Everybody loves a hooky law. Where the law law is, the cow go at the hooky law.
Law law is the food you get from the taro leaves.
Out into the sea, and all the umma umma come swimming to me.
Umma umma is a silver colored fish.
To a hooky law. Hooky, hooky, hooky.
Oh, I can see the fish jumping out of water. It's coming on shore. Just take what you need and give back the rest. Mahalo. Okay, we have volunteers who want to come up and try it. Okay. Yeah. Face the front. Okay, make a row back here. She'll be in the front. You can follow her. Children can come up and dance too. Even men can dance. Hey, you got one. Okay, now you need a little space between you so you don't run somebody over. Or you can make two rows, either way. Anybody else want to dance? The children want to dance? Ma'am, are you standing up to come and dance? No? Oh, okay. Okay, this is a simple dance. Listen to the words and you can pick it up quicker. Okay, can we do it one time? Just follow the motion. Hooky low, hitchhike, then pull in the nets first. Okay, let's try it.
Everybody loves the
pulling nets again.
Where the law law is, the cow is for the hooky law. We'll throw our nets out into the sea, and all the umma umma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to a hooky law. Hooky, 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 hooky law. What a wonderful day.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
In the old Hawaiian
two.
Way.
One, two, three.
All the hooky low nets are swishing down in Olaia Bay. Oh, we're going to a hooky low. Hooky, hooky, hooky.
Boy, you're going to get a lot of fish.
Look
how they're pulling those nets.
Everybody loves a hooky low. Where the low low is, food. The cow go at the hooky
big
low.
Luau.
We'll throw our nets out into
the rough ocean.
And all the umma umma.
Oh, look at all those umma umma swimming to me.
Oh, we go away.
Hitchhike.
To a hooky.
Pull those nets.
Hooky, 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 hooky.
Okay, it's getting closer now, so you gotta go
oh,
faster.
We go away.
Oh, the net's getting hooky, heavy. Hooky, it's getting full.
Hooky, 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 everybody loves a hooky law. Where the law is, the cow go at the hooky
law. Wow.
We'll throw our nets
into the ocean.
The
and there's a little fish
swimming to me.
It's almost on shore. I can see the fish now. All right. Thank you. That was great. First time, that was great. Okay, one motion we forgot to teach you is the Amikuku. Can you show them now that they finished? Amikuku is a 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. On the 1, 2, 3, you drop down a little bit with your knee and you do that step. Okay? Anybody else want to try it? Okay, if you have any questions, now's the time to ask. If I don't know it in English, I'll tell you in Hawaiian. Yeah, different kumuhulas, hula instructors. To become a kumuhula, you have to go through a the beginning, which is the dancing, you and Nikki will graduate. Then you have to take classes all over again, start right from the beginning. But then you learn all the count of the meanings, you know, you learn the history, the protocol of the dance. And you learn a lot of things to become a kumuhula. It takes years to get there. Then each kumuhula, when they go out, even if they come from the same kumu, sometimes you see the style changes. Even in Florida, there's a lot of kumus come up. And when they come up, they looked at me and they say, I do it this way. I say, you're from Maui. Because Maui has a different style. Hawaii has a different style. We've been dancing. I've been dancing since I was 5. I'm 68 right now. So I've been dancing a long time. And I know different island dances already, styles. Our style is from the Big Island. And some of it is from Oahu. Because we're from the Big Island of Hawaii. So show the step again. The kaholo. This is our style kaholo. Her auntie taught her a different style, high up on her toes, and rolling the toes. She rolls when she dances. Okay, that's, and there's many other styles, some flat-footed, some really high on the toes. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Yeah, there's several. I don't know what they have here now, but in Orlando they have a lot of the ancient.
And it's called what?
Kahiko. Oli. Oli is the Hawaiian chants. There were several different, several reasons. But basically it was a religious dance. Then the men used it as a war dance. It's a very physical dance. In the old days, the men used to do the hula, originally. It was very rough, very physical. Hawaiians would have what you call lua, which is the martial arts. And that was part of the dance, the Hawaiian martial arts. I think our time is up now, so I'd like to thank you all for coming. Mahalo nui. Thank you very much. Yeah.